As an apostle of Jesus Christ, I don't want you to go by a program all the time. And I'm about to minister the word here now. So I ask the choir to beg my pardon, but I think it's time for me to minister. And I would like for you to be prayerful. I just jot notes all kind of ways, you know. And I'm not an eloquent speaker. I just do what the Lord tell me to do. But I want to begin by honor and fear here. I want my wife to give to women this $10,000 widow seed that I want to, and you got to receive it. Mom's going to bring it to you and do what you need to do with it. I know, but you got to receive today. You're on the receiving end. Some years ago, God gave me a revelation about a widow seed, and I told Mom I want to give her this seed today. This is no show off. This is just what we do. Just what we do. It's the way we live. It's the way we love one another. Father, we thank you for all that have transpired to celebrate Phil's life. And as this man of God, I want to take a few minutes to comfort his family, minister to those who are here and around the world. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, who is the teacher, that he will give us a clear understanding, help these children, grandchildren, brothers, sisters, all in the family. We thank you right now. We open your word in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Basically, I want to emphasize from this standpoint of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words, it's already taken care of. I think if you can have some spiritual maturity about the transaction that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost made to make sure everything was taken care of. Yes, sir. You cannot be in grief and sorrow and pain on and on and on, because that would be a disrespect to the grace of God. God is not impotent. He's omnipotent. He's not that he, it's nothing that God cannot do. And I know he can take care of you. God always take care of his own, no matter what happened. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
We must, with our mouth and our thoughts, acknowledge him, for there are so many things we cannot handle.
Yes, sir.
8th chapter of Romans, if you've got a Bible, you follow me. In the 8th chapter of Romans, is actually the most powerful life chapter that you would ever read in the Bible. It's talking about life in the Spirit. It got the law of the Spirit in life in Christ Jesus, the first two, and made me free from the law of sin and death. It tells us how to be led by the Spirit, and the Spirit bear witness with our spirit. But then it has this one verse there in the 8th chapter of Romans that opened up a whole new game of life. Romans chapter 8, verse 37. Because before I read the verse, I took my time. There are 17 challenges that is spoken of in this chapter, and death is number 8. Death is number 8, because what Jesus did took care of death also. I spent 2 days aiming to raise him from the dead. Me and Wilma and Jeremiah. And I released all the anointing I had. I called him by name. I hit him. I called and said, come on, Phil. But the Lord saw different. You can't overrule the Lord. And so this voice said, I believe in raising from the dead, you know. This voice says, nay. And a bunch of questions in his voice. I mean, it asks a lot of questions. I'm going to read some of them so we can get cleared here. We need to get clear. We need to leave here clear. Yes, sir. It said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now, just for information purposes, death is included there. You have to understand, one who walk in the more than a conqueror anointing has no respect for death also. Death is in that category. You can't pin a Christian down. The third day gonna come. Just like you couldn't pastor, couldn't pin the master down. He said, destroy this temple. 3 days. It'll rise again. On the third day, he got up, didn't he, brother? He got up. And he declared, all power is in my hand. So I want you to see here, I wrote this down. God has given me a text with a lot of question and a lot of accusation, and gave the answer and stopped all the forces of the enemy, that we may realize through maturity spiritual truth. Immature people can't handle this. This text is not a rookie text. It's apostolic in its setting. A rookie can't read chapter 8 and understand it. They need a tutor, because chapter 8 is apostolic. It has a strong government that is stronger than the devil. Amen. Are you following me? Yes, and no matter how you say what the Holy Ghost will have the last saying, or no matter what you say, the Holy Ghost will have the last saying. Yes, sir. Death does not have the last saying up in here. The Holy Ghost have the last word. Are you following me? He talks about, he moved from who, I think he used who one time, and what one time, and used who 5 times. So we're going to get into this for a few minutes, if I can get you to go with me for a few minutes. More than conquerors cannot be defeated, for they stand on an eternal stage. Jeff stood not only on a physical stage, not only on a time stage, but Jeff is standing today on an eternal stage that no one can change. I wish I had some praying people up in here. No one can change it. He is on an eternal stage. Notice here in Romans 8:31. What a verse. What shall we then say to these things? Bunch of stuff, you know. Bunch of stuff come up in life. But we got an answer for all of them. See, a child of God never is pinned down that they can't function. Not even with sickness and disease, debt, lack, limit, you can't pin them down, because their source is so great. You see, if we were here today and Jeff didn't have a source that is greater than death, boy, we need to cry. But his source, I said his source is bigger and greater. Listen to me, sister and brother. You know it by, he taught you. Bigger. God is bigger than death. The blood of Jesus is stronger than death. The name of Jesus is stronger than death. We have to know that. In this celebration, death cannot come to us. Oh my God. But we run our race right. We can go to him. I wish I had three praying people here to let me preach this thing today. We have a source that is eternal. We have a source that has no impossibilities in it. All things are possible. The preaching of the cross is foolishness to those who perish. But to us who believe, it's the power of God. That I might know him. Philippians 3:10. And the power of his resurrection. Jesus' resurrection belonged to Jeff. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will rise Jeff from the dead. We do not have a kingdom of word only, the Bible said, but it's a kingdom of power. Whatever you ask in my name, I'll do it for you. When you ask for something in my name, no one, not even death, sickness, disease, your enemy, white folk, black folk, blue folk, when you ask something in my name, I'll do it. Yes. Power of the cross. Power of the resurrection. Then there's the power of the Holy Ghost. Then there's special faith, working of miracles, divers tongue, a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, discerning the spirit. All of these powers belong to a child of God. Now, Jeff's death is personal. Nobody know, you just shut your mouth. That's between Jeff and God. You just shut your mouth with your judgment and your all your smartness. Just shut up before you get cursed. Shut up before the spirit of vengeance come a hold of you. My life is between me and God. Your life is between you and God. Stop running your mouth. You don't know what you're talking about. Shut up. I'm almost through. I feel a priest coming on. Hallelujah. I love Jeff. And Jeff loved me. We had many good times together. Woo! In the church and sometime outside of the church. But we had a lot of good time together. Hallelujah. Sit down, let me finish. Then conquerors cannot perish. There's this beautiful verse we use. I got saved on it. John 3:16. Listen to what it says. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Wait a minute. Now watch what it says. That whosoever. Well, Jeff was a whosoever. Whosoever believes in him, what? Should not perish. Well, he didn't stop there. He said what? What he said? What he said? But what? But he didn't say might, did he? He said, but have. I see some of y'all don't want me to preach. Some of y'all look at me like you got a knife in your mouth. Well, watch out. No, I won't hear the truth. But you up in here now, I'm gonna preach. You better call your chauffeur and tell him pick you up, because I'm gonna preach. We must never put more emphasis on physical life than eternal life. That's a good word, isn't it? Say, you must never put more emphasis on physical life than eternal life.
Yes, sir. Come on, sir.
And never put more emphasis on your life than on God. Anybody can get some stuff. Anybody can get some material stuff. But oh, how sweet it is when you can walk with God. How sweet it is when he said, my sheep hear my voice and the voice of a stranger. We must never put more emphasis on physical life. Now, I came off the clock. The Lord told me apostles don't supposed to be on no clock. I stayed on the clock 40-some years. Just 3 or 4 weeks ago, he said, no, what you with a clock? You just preach, I tell you, stop. And most of the time, it's finished earlier than the clock. See, the clock had an hour on it. I probably won't go an hour today. All right. As the Spirit leads, you see. But I sense I'm almost through. I've said enough. I ain't trying to prove to you that I'm no preacher. I just couldn't take care of my son. I just come take care of my son. Huh? So let me get this point. We must never put more emphasis on physical life than eternal life. If we do, we'll be fooled by the devil is over than one die physically. Let me get that. You got to hear this because I know people have loved one have gone on ahead of them. You need to hear this. We must never put more emphasis on physical life than eternal life. If we do, we will be fooled by the devil. It's all over when one dies physically. See? And when the sorrow and the pain come, most of it's not for Jeff. It's for us. Because we want him here with us. That's what, but Jeff ain't got no sorrow and pain. So what happened the other day is between Phil and God, they know and they're still together. I know that's right. Know this by the Holy Ghost, family, because most of our family is Christian. Know this by the Holy Ghost and it'll give you rest.
Rest. Yes, sir.
See? You have noticed by the Holy Ghost. Well, I'm not going to get a chance to. It'd be too much. It's too much revelation. I won't get a chance. I want to deal with Romans some more, but I got to go to another verse now because I'll stay there. I mean, it's so much stuff. It's jumping out at me right now. But I want to get to a certain place with you that I think will substantiate and fulfill the mandate today. I need to get somewhere. I need to turn to 1 Corinthians 15 with me. Those of you who got your Bible, in case you think I'm not preaching. First Corinthians 15, verse 51. And I want to make this statement to you. It's a biblical statement. And I think it will help us. Death is swallowed up in victory. Say that with me. Death is swallowed up in victory. We must know this. We must understand this. We must understand that death have no power over a child of God. How many believers I got in here? Well, I tell you right now, death has no power power over you. Because greater is he that is in you than he. And then if God is for you, who can be against you? Not even death. So we here read the mystery of eternal life. Victory over death. Verse 51 says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment. Oh, good God Almighty. In the twinkling of an eye. When? At the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible should have put on incorruption, and this mortal should have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written. Verse 54. Oh Lord. Death is swallowed up in victory. Thanks be to God that give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I got the victory right now. Do you have the victory? Can anybody shout up in here and know that God got Jeff in the palm of his hand? Can anybody say hallelujah up in hell? Can anybody cry out? Everything is all right. Jeff had made his business with God, and now he's walking the streets of gold, declaring how I got over. And he sent a message back to all the family and tell them, keep fighting the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. I already made it, but you got to keep on fighting. Sometime up and sometime down, but keep on fighting. I just can't teach you today. I got a son going home to be with the Lord. I got to preach a little bit. Jeff want to tell you that you walk by faith and not by sight. Don't let the devil fool you. He can't whip you. You got a greater one on the inside of you who already whooped the devil. Jesus whooped him 2,000 years ago. He hung on an old cross. He bled and died. And they thought they had him. They threw a party about it. But he had promised on the third day, I would rise from the dead. Oh, third day got to come for every child of God. Jeff, third day got to come. No matter what it looked like, he's gonna rise from that grave, shake the dust off his old body, put on a new body that's made by the hand of God. If this earthly house of a tabernacle is dissolved, I have another building not made with hand, eternal in the heaven, in my Father's house. There are many mansions. If I wouldn't have told you so, I go to prepare a place for you. I'm coming back to receive it to myself. Where I am, Jeff? Where I am, Jeff? Where I am, Jeff? You may be also. Hallelujah. 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 Woo, glory. Ooh, glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. I'm so happy I know it. I'm so happy Jeff was my friend. Jeff had my back, my front and both sides. I'll never forget him. Not down here, but I'll see him again. I'm gonna run my race. I'm going to keep preaching the word of God, holding up the bloodstained banner. That's what he want me to do. Hallelujah. Let me try to close. Let me try to close. Let me try to close. try to close. Death swallowed up in victory. Then verse 55. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But listen at verse 57. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. I hear you, Jeff. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Papa Jeff, world shakers won't tell you your labor was not in vain. World shaker won't tell you they appreciate all you've done for them. World shaker won't tell you when you was on your knees early in the morning calling their name. World shaker want to shout right now and praise you, good man of God. World shaker want to thank you for living a holy life, a sanctified life. They had a clean pastor. World shaker won't shout right now. World shaker won't dance right now. I want Word of Life Christian Center to dance with World shaker right now. I want World shakers, Word of Life Christian Center. I want you dancing with this place right now. I want you running. I want you shouting. I want to celebrate Jeff right now. Shout.